Hey folks, we are here with Mia Florentino-Weiss at the UN Residence, and we have a few questions with her. And the first one is, hey Mia, can you please give us a little intro of yourself, who you are, where you are from, why are you in Berlin now?
Hi, my name is Mia. I'm an artist in the field of performance and conceptual art, and it varies between photography, pictures, performance, as I already said, but also objet trouvé based installations. And I have one sort of ambigram, which probably everybody knows meanwhile, it's the love and hate. So it's love from the one side and hate from the other. And that's pretty much the nucleus of my work, because it's always about this dualism between the two, between the two things we are torn in between. So love and hate and beauty and pain and nature and technology, like all the contradictions we have in life. And that comes down to the Faust, I think, which is sort of a big piece of work which inspires me, because it's also about those two sort of poles, the one positive, the one negative.
Okay, thank you. Next one, what are the chances, risks, and challenges of an artist nowadays, and how relevant is such a project like the Artist in Residence program in this context?
Well, I mean, art is terror. It's very difficult. It's only in Berlin, I think, 5 or 10% of all the artists who can actually live of it. And it's very hard to find a studio. It's very hard to find people who encourage you, to promote you, who support you. It's especially in my case, when you work with steel, when you work with neon, when you work with really, really expensive, big, heavy, crazy materials, it's always a challenge. And to have something like, I would call a community, an artivism field of people who think the same things, who believe the same ideas, and where actually protectors come out from, because they are people who give us the opportunity, such as in this museum, or such as in a residency program, or such as maybe through buying our work. I think that all comes together and goes hand in hand. So I think this is a necessary or almost a logical step from an urban art museum having a residency where you encourage people from abroad and overseas to have the opportunity to work here. And then on the other hand, maybe make an exchange and then work with other museums worldwide. And then this whole network, I think, that the urban nation stands for will become a reality one day.
Okay, thank you. Last one. What will happen in the next few weeks or months? What will you work on while you're staying here, or do you have some other projects you will do parallel to the your staying in the residence?
Well, first of all, I have the duty work, which I already started and just transformed here, which I have to finish. So this is some collage and objet trouvé pieces. But then I've been working on a project with the Museum of State for the last 1.5, 2 years. It's called Kreuzweg. The metaphorical translation would be crossroads. So it's in the Nikolaikirche in Berlin. It's in the heart of Berlin. And I am building a 40 to 20, 3 to 3 meter walkable cross, which is located on a hill of earth. And the earth in the project, A Handful of Europe, will be brought from all 48 European countries to Berlin. And for me, having this space sort of outside my studio is kind of far, it's in the east. And here, it's very central. I have Yasha Yang, the curator of the museum, who is also ambassador of my project. So in a way, I feel I can reach a lot more people, a lot more younger people, people from all other countries who would be interested in the museum anyway. So I have a little bit on display about the Kreuzweg that you can get an idea about the cultural European project I'm working on right now.
Thank you, Mia.